Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Kezia, K-E-Z-I-H, Law, L-A-W. Kezia Law is a 21-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 5-26-21, where he picked up a heavy box that was stuck and hurt himself trying to get it unstuck. But as a result, he believes he injured his back and stomach and went to an Inspire emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a back strain and umbilical hernia that was repaired surgically. Period. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Law alleged he was lifting a heavy box on 5-26-21. And sustained a hernia and residuals to his abdomen and back. Period. Treatment records show he was assessed by BLS personnel on 5-27-21. Period. He was sitting at his desk complaining of lower back pain. Period. He said he was lifting boxes at work. Period. He dropped one and attempted to catch it. Period. He lost his balance and fell onto the ground. Period. Work sent him home for the day due to the injury, but when he returned to work the following day with the same pain, they called 911. Period. He was taken to the emergency room and complained of right flank pain. Period. Symptoms worsened just prior to arrival, prompting the emergency room visit. Period. He did not convey a work-related mechanism of injury. Period. His appearance was normal and he was not ill-appearing, hemotoxic appearing, or diaphoretic. Period. He was in no acute distress. Period. Exam of the abdomen found it to be flat. Period. Musculoskeletal exam found normal range of motion. Period. He underwent ear analysis. That was unrevealing. With urobilinogen present is the only abnormality. Period. He had an ultrasound of the scrotum and testicles that showed no evidence for intratesticular mass or torsion. Period. There were bilateral small epididymal cysts. Period. CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis showed no urinary tract calculi or obstructive uropathy. Period. There were no acute findings. Period. He added that he had a mass on his testicle that hurts. Period. With exam, approximately 2 centimeters soft mass on the right testicle was identified. Period. Upon discharge, his exam was benign. Period. He was prescribed Percocet. Period. New paragraph on 5-28-21. Mr. Law was seen at Inspira Urgent Care. He had been to the emergency room the previous day for a hernia and possible testicular torsion, and now needs to be seen to have work restrictions. Period. He claimed he strained his back while lifting a box. Period. He had a CAT scan of the abdomen, which identified a small umbilical hernia, as well as ultrasound of the testicle that was negative for testicular torsion. Period. He was prescribed oxycodone, but did not pick up his prescription. Period. They noted the CAT scan report showed a small fat-containing umbilical hernia. Period. They diagnosed umbilical hernia without obstruction as well as a lower back strain. Period. For the cyst on his testicle, he was advised to follow up with his primary care provider. Period. He was placed on activity modifications. Period. He was to apply cold and heat therapy for his lumbar strain. Period. He followed up regularly at Inspira, such as on 6/4/21. Period. He was asked to follow up in consultation with the surgeon regarding his small umbilical hernia. Period. He was seen on 6/14/21 when he was released from their care at maximum medical improvement with no residual disability. Period. His umbilicus, scratch that, he followed up with the surgeon and his umbilicus was not protruding, nor had it protruded since being seen 1 week ago. Period. He was cleared for full duty, effective 6/14/21. Period. He also denied any back pain as of this visit. Period. New paragraph. He was seen surgically by Dr. Poblete, P-O-B-L-E-T-E, on 6/14/21, who noted the results of the CAT scan. Period. Upon exam, he was tender over the umbilical area. There was an ill-defined fullness in the umbilicus, but no rebound or guarding. He assessed umbilical hernia with obstruction, but no gangrene. He recommended surgical repair of the hernia prior to any return to work. Period. On 6/28/21, he performed repair of incarcerated umbilical hernia primarily, but the postoperative diagnosis was incarcerated umbilical hernia. Period. Mr. Law followed up postoperatively and felt much better. Period. His progress was monitored through 8/26/21, but at that juncture he had no complaints. He was cleared to return to work with no restrictions. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show he had x-rays of the left foot on 8/5/11 that showed no definitive acute fracture. Period. X-rays of the lumbar spine on 7/3/12 revealed a pars defect suspected in L5-S1. Period. The indication for this procedure was, quote, back pain, period, end quote. Physical exam. Abdomen, there was a short transverse scar at the lower end of the umbilicus. Period, he had non-localizing tenders to palpation throughout this region, but no hernia was detected. Period, the rest of the abdomen is normal and groin is normal. Extremities lower normal, hips and pelvis normal, thoracic and lumbar normal. Impressions on 5/26/21, Keziah Law was lifting a box and felt pain in his groin and back. Period. The next day he was seen at the emergency room where he had diagnostic studies performed. Period. He then followed up at Inspira Urgent Care, who treated him conservatively. Period. He remained symptomatic and underwent surgery by Dr. Poblete to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively through 8/26/21 and was doing quite well and discharged from care. Period. He does not appear to have received substantive treatment to his back. Period. However, records show he did undergo a lumbar spine x-ray on 7/3/12, speaking to previous low back pain. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found he had full range of motion of the lower back, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. provocative maneuvers about the hips and pelvis were negative. Period. Examination of the groin and abdomen was unimpressive. There was non-localizing tenderness of palpation about the abdomen, but not localized to the umbilical area. Well, there was a short transverse scar. Here in the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back or abdomen or groin. Period. His back strain has fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. His umbilical hernia has been definitively repaired without signs of recurrence. Period. He has been able to return to the workforce in a physically demanding capacity as a delivery driver for Amazon. Period. End.